The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
State and federal governments are steadfast in calling for over 50s to get the AstraZeneca vaccine. Premier Mark McGowan doubled down on that call this week, but not even the state daddy can convince many in that age group to roll up their sleeve. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will this week send a letter to every Australian aged over 70. The letter will urge those people to get the AstraZeneca jab if they haven't already, and maybe some will, but I'm betting there are plenty who won't. I get emails every day from West Live listeners over 50 who are pissed off they don't have access to the Pfizer vaccine when people aged under 49 do. Take Greg, a 60-year-old Perth bloke. He assures me he isn't an anti-vaxxer and considers himself a reasonably intelligent person who has conducted considerable research on COVID-19 vaccines. Greg's in the aviation industry and wants everyone to get vaccinated so he can get back to work. But he doesn't know why he can't get the Pfizer jab, which has less risk and a higher efficacy. Kelly is another over 50 who got in touch with me, and she also reckons it's unfair her cohort can't get a vaccine that has been proven to be more effective against mutant strains of COVID. Kelly said she and her friends were not looking for special treatment or to be vaccinated before others. They are only asking to be able to have the choice. And she even said there are so many in her age group who would be happy to pay for the Pfizer jab if it was on offer. Kelly said there'd be a stampede of over 50s at the vaccination hubs if Pfizer was an option. And you know what? I reckon she's right. Unless the federal government throws open the borders and lets COVID back into the community, I just don't see any amount of rhetoric and education having an effect here. And while so many people aren't getting vaccinated, Australia falls behind the rest of the world.